Welcome to another edition of Feral and Fabulous. I have, as always, always, the most fabulous guest today, Leslie Gutierrez, and I am just so excited to have her on today. She is a member of the HAL Group,
yes,
and we are just loving having her and so excited to do a little bit of a deep dive into what all is going on with you. One of the things I wanted to ask you is, when did you get your license? How long have you been an agent?
I got my license in 2013. End of 2013,
okay.
I got laid off from my corporate job.
I did not know that. So tell me, what was your corporate job? I'd be curious to know what you did before real estate.
I was a medical device scientist. So I did cell biology on wound healing.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
For about 10 years, I think, is what I was.
How interesting. That's actually one of our other guests that we just had on the podcast actually was in the device world and also in healing in that whole kind of thing.
Yeah, cool.
Interesting.
So it was a great run, but got laid off and I thought, oh, what's next? And here I am.
So what obviously that's a very different kind of, I mean, it is in sales, so there was that kind of commonality. But what was it? Had you always thought about real estate, or what was kind of the impetus that kind of made you go, hey, I think I'll try real estate?
You want the correct answer or you want the real answer?
Well, I want the tequila answer.
the real answer, the tequila answer would be, I thought it was going to be easy. I thought it was going to be an easy way to make money.
Oh my gosh. So I love that
answer. That is absolutely the truth is what I thought.
No.
And I quickly found out it was not.
Exactly.
It's not easy.
Okay. So I just love that because I had no idea that you were going to say that. And so my question to you now is, how long did it take you to figure out that this job is not easy?
So I'm going to say it took me probably a good 2 years.
Okay.
Because my first 6 months, I didn't do any deals.
Right.
No
right,
deals.
Right.
I had one rental.
Sure.
Shortly after that, I had my first listing.
Okay.
Never sold.
Yeah.
It did not sell.
I understand.
I switched my brokerage and I thought that's what it was.
Sure. Of course.
But it took about a good year and a half to 2 years for me to really understand the business and how to get business.
Because in the beginning, you don't know what you don't know.
Right. Right.
So you don't even know what to ask because you don't know what the questions are.
I mean, I thought that people were just going to start lining up. They want to buy a house and they didn't. So
exactly. No. You're so right. I think that, and especially with all the TV shows that are on now about real estate and stuff like that, it makes it look like, people drive, they drive up in these fancy cars and these fancy outfits and, they're just like, oh my gosh, the buyers are just falling out of the sky. Hey, let me show you some multi-million dollar property and, whatever.
I know. So, and they're so fancy dressed. Like, my stuff is, this is from Shein, but
I love it.
But people wear their fancy clothes. I'm like, oh, I want to be like that. But it wasn't like that for me.
Well, I'm, spoiler alert, I don't think it's like that for many. I mean, I think it's like that for the TV shows.
True.
And I'm not saying that there aren't some that maybe somewhat resemble that, but for the most part, those of us that do it for a living, as a career, we know how the sausage is actually made, and it's not at all what they show you on TV, right?
No, unfortunately it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, interesting. Okay. So going back to 2013, because obviously we were past the point of the recession.
Sure.
So at least you got that behind you, because I will tell you, I had been in real estate for a long time when 2007, 2008 hit. And boy, was that an eye-opener, because that was a very big change. By the time you got out or got in, was about the time we were coming out of the recession. Like, things were starting to kind of like click again. And it was like, okay, I think everything's going to be okay. Yeah. But it was pretty crazy for a few years. It was pretty, the market was definitely down and it was definitely challenging. So when you first got into the business to now, fast forward to, you've obviously got a lot of years, a lot of very successful years under your belt. What would you say are some of the biggest changes that you feel like has happened in real estate since you were first in it, which I know you didn't really know it then, but over the years, I feel like it's changed a lot. And so I can even go back to, the year 2013 and think about how it was versus now. And I'm curious what your take is on What are some of the differences you think we've seen happen in the industry?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. In real estate itself, I'm going to talk, I'm thinking more for me, what I've seen changes for myself.
Exactly.
Okay? My
exactly.
business, not necessarily the Across market. The, right.
Yeah, no,
right.
That's what I want to know about.
But for me, I think the being an agent, the biggest thing, the biggest change I had, I think, was the confidence level because coming in, you know, you're new or you've been in the business 2 or 3 years, maybe had 1 or 2 transactions.
Yes.
And the confidence may not be there when you come to
when
a client
appointment. Asks a question
right. and they're like,
you're just like hyperventilating.
Sure.
You're like, oh, Matt, where is the Patron when you need it? I mean, you know, we're like,
it's
oh,
in my purse.
Trust me.
So it's there.
I feel you.
Yeah. But I think the confidence, knowing the answers, or you know, even saying I don't know, let me find out. Because back in
you
the
know
day,
what?
I
you
would
have to have
it.
The
con-
yeah. No, yeah. you have to have the confidence to say I don't know, and
for
people
sure.
mistake that. They think saying I don't know is a sign that you're inexperienced,
sure.
and actually, it's quite the opposite.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand is that when somebody says, you know what, I don't know, but I'm going to find
out. Yes.
And that's what, to me, the beautiful thing about the team is that we have such a depth and breadth of knowledge on the team. Agents that have been doing it for so long and have encountered so many different situations that, to me, maybe even though you've been doing it a really long time, doesn't mean you've come across every scenario.
Well, there's always one thing. Every single transaction, you're going to learn one thing.
Exactly.
There's going to be something
at
that
least,
comes up that you haven't
at
dealt
least.
With.
I totally,
least. Right.
I totally agree with
so,
you.
So it's crazy. And then what I've noticed recently, and I think we kind of chatted about this a couple of weeks ago at our meeting, is, you know, buyers right now, they're asking for everything. They want everything.
Yes.
And so that's kind of hard to facilitate, right? Because you don't want to let their hopes down, but you want to give them a clear expectation.
Yes.
So that's kind of interesting at this point in the market that what was different, obviously, you know, back in 2013.
That is a great point that you just brought up because it is such a delicate balance of not being a dream squasher, you know, but also keeping them engaged and letting them know you're going to advocate the best you can for them.
Yeah.
But there are real challenges with getting them everything they want. You know, I mean, we all want $1 million. We all want, you know,
we
there's
do.
Like, we all have this list of all these things that we want. But again, we're going to do our best to get it for you. But there are limitations.
Yes. There's and expectations. And I don't want to let you down. So I'm going to tell you, I'd rather you have, you know, not the highest hopes so that I can like come in and save the day and be excited. But
But sometimes it's just some of their expectations are so unrealistic.
Correct.
And then do you feel like, and again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you had talked about that changing from when you first started to now. And I totally agree. I actually think that's one of the top things that I think people's expectations are very different now than they used to be. And I think the internet and the information availability and AI are creating a false sense.
Okay, since you brought that up.
Yeah, no, go there.
Since you brought that up.
Yeah.
I have a quick little story. So I had a buyer, and you know, they're such sweet people, but everything they did was ChatGPT. So the questions they gave me were ChatGPT. We went through so many things and I asked them, I said, are you ChatGPTing these things? And they said, yes. And one of the biggest things was the inspector that they had found. It was not for me. It wasn't the best inspection, but he scared the buyers. He told them that they needed $100,000 worth of work. And so I asked him, how did you pick this inspector? Because I tried to provide a list. And ChatGPT. They found the inspector through ChatGPT.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
no. And again, you know, we've learned for years, garbage in, garbage out. And so I'm not saying that AI doesn't have value. I think there's definitely a time and place
for it. There's a way to use it.
There's a way to use it. Okay. But to have it be your go-to for everything and that you rely on it, it definitely leads people down the wrong path. And the thing is that they're so convinced that AI is the do-all be-all that they think that is the answer.
Yes.
And you're like, no, in reality, that's really not the answer. And so you do have to me, there's a whole nuance thing that has to take place where the agent has to guide you based on their experience and their knowledge of real world situations and not just what AI accumulates through all the databases that they, you know, sift through.
No,
and again, they can help. They can definitely guide whatever, but they don't always have the answer.
Sure. So, I mean, you can use it as like, what are the questions I should ask, but not who should I use? Because that's very, it's very flawed, I think, on that part. But
100%. No, I totally agree with you. So tell me a little bit, where did you grow up?
Oh my gosh, I grew up here.
Oh, did you?
Yes. So I grew up here.
You were born in San Antonio?
Born in San Antonio, raised San Antonio.
Okay.
I left for, 2.5 years just for college. So I went to A&M.
Oh.
So, I went to A&M, so that's the only time I moved. I was in College Station for that 2.5 years, came back, and have been here. My whole family's here, so
that
I think I'm
so
just scared
cool.
to leave.
That is so awesome. So who all is in your family?
So my grandmother's still, and of course my parents.
And they're in San Antonio.
Everybody's in
everybody. I love that.
My sister lives 10 minutes away, so the kids get together, they come to the house, they go swimming.
So the cousins
and stuff.
Hang out and everything? Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so cool.
So I can't leave. My husband wanted to buy a house in New Braunfels when we bought the one that we have now, and I told him it's just too far.
Yes.
It is too far from my family, my roots. So
That's awesome. So you have a sister?
I have a sister. I have three brothers. Two of them are twins. Their birthday is today.
Oh my gosh! Happy birthday to them!
Our tequila shot was for them.
Awesome! I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Well, we'll have to do another one because they're
that's
twins.
Fun. Yeah, I'm down
I'm
for
just
that.
We have to honor them equally.
Yes, we do. So it's everybody's here. It's just three brothers, and then me and my sister, my parents, and the rest of the family. So everyone's here.
I love it. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
My husband is from California. And
really? Now, how did he end up here?
He's in the gym business. Or he was. And you know what's interesting is a lot of people that were in the gym business as managers went into real estate. So he's in real estate as well in a different part. But
really?
Yes. But there are so many of them that do the same thing. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How interesting.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So he was in California.
He was in California. He got transferred with Bally's Total Fitness at the time.
Yeah. I remember Bally's. Yes.
Yes. So he came to San Antonio.
Okay.
Was about to move to Dallas, but then met me. So,
Well, and then, of course, the rest is history.
Of course. Why would he leave?
Exactly. So what aspect of real estate does he do?
He works for builders. He works for new homes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, there's plenty of that going on.
Oh, yes.
Lots of new construction.
Yes.
So that's very cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know the details on that.
Yeah.
So tell me something that people would never guess about you.
Ooh.
Anything you can think of that people would, that you have or do or whatever that people wouldn't think?
You know, I forgot about this until recently. I was talking to my son. So there's two things. One is I ran one marathon and 13 half marathons.
What?
That was a bucket list. Bucket list. Check that off. I'm done.
I am so impressed.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. That is so.
No,
I am. No, I am. Because honestly, my whole life, I have wanted to run a half marathon, a marathon. I have wanted to, but I am literally, for whatever reason, I can run. And I do. I mean, I've even in my older age, I have been running like 4 to 5. I run like 3 miles, 4 to 5
That's
times
good.
A week. But that only started in the last year, in the last maybe 8-9 months, something like that.
That's good. So running's hard. It's not my favorite.
Very
I'm not
hard.
A runner.
I'm not a runner. That's why I'm so impressed
because
my body is just not built to run. And so it's really angry the whole time I'm running.
Yes.
And so I spend several days a week very angry.
Yes.
You know, so just saying.
It is.
It's a thing.
No, it was a bucket list thing. I think the first half marathon we just did on a whim. And it's me and my husband. We would do it together.
I am so impressed. That was our thing
that we would do together.
Isn't a half marathon like 13
it's
miles?
It's 13.1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those seemed
incredible.
They're
incredible.
Doable. They're doable for sure. Now, I don't know. My knees are pretty, but they're doable.
Mine too.
The full marathon was one that was definitely the challenge. It was a challenge, but we did it. And we have the certificate. We have the picture. We have the medal. And I said, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. Wow. So, okay. That is like, you pulled a rabbit out of a hat on that one. That is amazing. I would have never guessed that. And that, I am super uber impressed by that. Mm. No, that is incredible.
Well, thank you. No. I don't want to run anymore. So.
I get that. I get that. And I've, like I said, I've never run a half marathon, never run a marathon, obviously. And want to, but I'm running out of time.
Oh, no.
I'm running out of time, so I'm just not sure I'm going to actually make that. But that's very cool.
So, and then the other thing that was really cool, I'm sorry, I have a small head, and these things are falling. Okay, I don't know how my hair looks, but I'll keep going.
It looks amazing. It looks amazing.
The second thing, I was talking to my son a couple weeks ago, and this came up, and once I talked about it, I was like, oh, I need to remember this when people ask me this same question.
Okay.
When I was about 20 years old,
okay,
yesterday. This was a long time ago.
No, yesterday.
MTV was still on air.
I love it. Okay. Oh, then we probably had Lupus Thunder and Bloodhound Gang. That's probably in the 90s.
Right.
He was the soup du jour. So.
That's right. So MTV had this thing called Global Grooves, and they would go to different cities and record people dancing. And I was on Global Grooves when I was 20, and they were shooting at the Buckhorn Saloon.
Oh my
gosh! And me and
my
girlfriend went, and we were dancing out there. And I don't know if I ever made the cut to be on TV, but I was there trying. So,
oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is crazy. And I love that. Yeah. That is a great story. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I don't have anything nearly that cool.
I don't even know how this came up with my son. We were talking one day and it
How old is your son?
He's 15.
Okay.
He's 15.
Okay.
And I think he makes fun of me because I like to dance and he thinks I dance bad. And so I said,
I think our kids think
we do everything horrible. And so I told him, and that's when it came in my head, like, oh my gosh, I was on TV one time dancing. But
I love it. Yeah. That is amazing. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm learning all kinds of cool stuff about you. This is awesome. We should have done this podcast a long time
ago.
It's
actually kind of fun.
Yes, you are. Oh my gosh. There is no question.
All
I can say is I just need the team. We just need as a team to hit our goal this year so we can go to Las Vegas as a group. Whoa. I mean, I'm just like, you are going to be, you're going to be driving the party bus. I mean,
let's go.
You're
ready.
You're in charge of the party bus for this trip.
Oh my gosh, it'll be so much fun.
I'm looking forward to it. So that is awesome. Okay. Well, I've got another interesting question for you. Okay. So if you had a client, and again, I think you're going to know where I came up with this question, but if you had a client that told you they wanted to look at 20 properties in a day, how would you handle that and what would you say?
Okay, in my head, I would roll my eyes and sigh like I just did in my head.
Exactly. Your inside voice.
Yes. And I tell them one factor is if they're out of town, they're coming in town. And so that's a factor.
And you're 100%. Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up because of my clients that have asked for that kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. They were from out of town and they had limited time in San Antonio.
Yes. So if that was a factor, the answer would
be
different.
You would take that into 100%. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But for the most part, I usually tell people that after seeing about 7 houses, you're not going to remember which one. And that happens after 3 houses
for
a lot of people. So I tell them, look, after about 5 or 6 houses, you're not going to remember.
Exactly.
So it's probably best to do,
break it up into smaller chunks.
Right.
And again, I'm with you 100% on that because I feel like I understand why they want to see 20 houses, but to see them in a day, if they have a time constraint and they're from out of town and their employer flew them in, they've only got 2 days to find a house. I gotcha.
Yeah.
You're going to have to just suck it up and it's going to suck, but you're going to get it done.
Yes. There's lunch breaks, there's coffee breaks in between.
And both are needed, and I have done that. I have done 20 houses in a day multiple times, but for the most part, it has been transferees that I did it with over the years.
Yes.
Because like you said, to be honest, it's really kind of a disservice to the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
They are really hurting themselves because if you try and look at 20 houses, and you and I do this for a living. We do it every day. Yeah. I have trouble remembering. yes. you know, that many houses in a day. Yes. It's like, was that the one that had the steep backyard?
Right.
Was
and you, that the and one? You associate the house with one thing, right?
You always have to name it.
It's the kitchen or right. the one with the fireplace
do,
or whatever.
Do you name mm-hmm. houses?
Oh, yes.
Like we're like the blue house
yes.
or the honeycomb house
right.
or the bee house.
Or the hoarder house.
Yeah, exactly. yes. Whatever it may be, mm-hmm. blue light district, whatever.
That's right.
I mean, you know, we've seen it all, you know. But you do have to come up with some kind of terminology to nickname yes. a house so that you can keep it straight.
Yes, they all start to look the same. They're fumbled into one big ball yes. of houses.
Or they switch up features. They're yes. like, they really love this house, but they're misremembering the yes. backyard of that house was, no, that was house number 14, and you're thinking of house number 8.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's a real challenge.
Exactly.
And so, no, I totally get it. Yeah. Well, it sounds like your approach is pretty much like mine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I won't say no if they're from out of town
right.
because I understand
right.
that they have certain limitations.
In that
you know?
Case, it's like I print out the MLS sheets yep. for them for their notes.
Yep.
And I have their snacks and I have water, so I know it's going to be a long day.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
And then let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Okay.
So
she's flipping the switch.
So in that
I don't know
case,
that this has happened. Now I'm nervous.
No. So when you have somebody like that came in from out of town,
okay.
do you drive them around in your car when they flew in? They're at a hotel.
Yes.
Maybe they have a rental car, maybe not.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
I've done that too. Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I do if they are okay with that.
Yes.
I always defer to what the client wants.
Yes.
In other words, if they tell me, and again, sometimes if they've come with their kids, which is not ideal.
I know.
But I've had it happen
mm-hmm.
before. They're like,
they've put car seats in my car.
Trust
yes.
me. No.
Yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. But I defer to what they want.
Yeah.
What is most comfortable for them? Because
yeah.
sometimes if they have the kids in tow, they just want to be able to control them, let the kids throw their Cheetos in the, you
yes.
know, in the back seat and
yes.
whatever, you know. And so I will defer to what they want, but absolutely I give them the option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I would say these days, that's one of the things that I feel like has changed the most. When I first, of course, I've been doing this a lot longer than I like to admit, but when I first was in the business, it was actually very typical that the buyer would be in your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time when I showed a buyer, this is early on, this is back, you know, this is the OG 70s. But anyway, this is a long time ago. It was pretty common that you would have them actually hop in your vehicle
yes.
and you would take
Drive them
around.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, over the years, if they were a transferee, then they would be staying in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I would typically go and pick them up from a hotel and they would hop into my vehicle. Now, for the most part, sometimes they would bring their kids, not always, but again, I would have them get into my vehicle because I like them to be able to focus on, I'll drive, I'm with you. I grew up here, so I know my way, I can't even talk to them.
That tequila,
I know.
It hits you sometimes.
Well, and it was a long time ago, so we need another shot so I can speak correctly. But I feel like it's one thing to just get people in a car and take off
yeah.
and you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
But I grew up here.
And it also builds the rapport with those people.
True.
So.
But because I know my way around mm-hmm. fairly well, like if I know where we're going, I'm like, okay, now am I going to plug it into my mapping thing? I am,
mm-hmm.
even though I know where we're going.
Yeah.
I don't want to not do that
yes.
because if there's construction,
well, it's all over the place right now. Yeah.
The expressway's yeah. broken down, whatever
yeah.
the, you know, whatever the thing is that I don't want to have a problem where we're an hour on the
yes.
highway and we can't get
yep.
there because
I
took the wrong route.
Mm-hmm.
But I know where we're going.
Yes.
I know where it's going to be.
Yes.
So I feel like that's going to be something that's going to be helpful. So in those cases, I put the clients in the car, but it just depends on the situation.
Yes. Yes.
So it sounds like you're
yep,
pretty much
same.
Same.
It's few and far between, but if I have to, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, this question's kind of along those lines. What's your least favorite expressway? Which is the one that if you've got to take that expressway, you're mad about it?
It is 1604 after I-10 after 1 o'clock in the afternoon coming north.
Okay, on
so
a Friday.
Any day.
Okay, that's
any
true.
Any day.
Okay, that's true.
So
I live
on the far west side or far northwest side. So after 1604 and I-10, if it is after 1 o'clock, I'm dreading it because I know traffic going and traffic back
yeah.
is horrible.
Right.
So,
right. You're right.
Yes.
You're right. And it really doesn't matter the day. I mean, it's really bad on Fridays in general.
Yeah, I feel Friday like afternoon. Every day.
Well, that's
every
true. Day is especially bad. With the construction. Yeah. It's really yeah. bad. Yeah. So no, I'm with you. I think 60 and four, I'm going to say, and I think I don't like 60 and four either, but I'm so used to being on 60 yes. and four that I think I've just been navigating it for so yes. long. I just, whatever. But 410 is 410 my,
doesn't bother me that really? Much.
Really?
No.
Oh, I find 410 to be so annoying.
Well, maybe because
I grew up here. So 410 is the OG.
Oh yes. Loop. The loop. Yeah.
It, right?
Right.
And so I think, but I just find it so annoying to be yes. on 410. I don't know why.
I don't know why it doesn't bother me as much as 1604.
Okay.
And maybe because I'm on 1604 so much that 410 I'm not. And so when yeah. I get on it, it doesn't seem so bad.
Right. But yeah, that's true. That's just you're my, right. Yeah. You're right. No. I can see that. I can see where, again, like you said, for me, it's the familiarity
yes.
that I like yes. about 1604. But the actual, you know,
yeah.
slowdowns and all that kind of stuff, it's a nightmare on 1604.
It's horrible.
Yeah, no, totally agree.
I feel like there's no good highway, to be honest.
That is true. I think whenever I have somebody new to the city, I tell them there are 5 expressways that you need to learn. And if you know those, you're
gonna
good.
Get anywhere. Yeah.
So it's 410, mm-hmm. the inner loop, 1604, mm-hmm. the outer loop. And then it's I-35 mm-hmm. that shoots up the middle, I-10 that goes kind of east to west, yeah. and then 281.
Oh, yeah,
so 281, yeah. I-10,
yep.
35, and then the two loops, 410 and 1604. You know those 5 expressways, whatever you want to call them, and you can pretty much
you'll figure it out. You'll get
around. You'll figure it out. Yeah. You'll be able to get wherever you need to get, for sure.
So, 100%.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, so that was very eye-opening. Okay, I want to know, what's your favorite restaurant?
Oh. You know, I'm pretty lame. My favorite restaurant, like for my birthday's coming up in July.
Ooh, when in July?
July 10th.
July 10th. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the whole month is my birthday.
I right? love it. You yeah. have a birthday month. Yeah, yes. I have a lot of friends that have birthdays in July.
Yes. So my favorite is...
Are you a Leo? No. No, you're not. You're the one before
I'm
it.
I'm Cancer.
Yes. I'm okay, cancer. Got it. So yeah, that's right. Because Leo is... Yes. Okay. Sensitive. Okay, very good.
It's Grimaldi's. And it's not even... It's just, it's my,
no.
I don't know what it is.
No, you know, I love Grimaldi's.
I love Grimaldi's. We go for my birthday every year.
The pizza's amazing.
It is. But the one thing for me, that does it for me is the salad dressing. I like to dip the crust in the salad dressing. Mm.
What salad dressing?
It's their house.
Oh, their house.
Yes.
Okay, got
and
it.
And so okay. I love it. I love it. So we go every year. The interesting thing is we went to New York a couple years ago with the kids, the family, and we went to Brooklyn and went to the Grimaldi's in Brooklyn, and their salad dressing was not the same as the one here. And so that was a little disappointing, but
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. But I love it. I love the pizza.
Yummy.
It's nothing fancy, and I love the salad dressing. I dip my crust in it.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I like mm-hmm. their white pizza. They have, like, you can get, like, garlic and, like, a white sauce and, like, olive oil.
You're making me
hungry
right now.
I know. Exactly.
That sounds so good. Yes.
It does. Yeah. We should have brought pizza in for today.
Next
so
time.
Yummy, yummy. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There will be a next time for sure. Okay. So, last question. Okay. What do you like to do for fun?
You know, I used to say I like to exercise and I like to do this, but really, I just like to travel.
Okay.
I love to travel. Obviously, I can't do that all the time.
Especially in our profession.
Yeah, I can't do that all the time. Yeah. But I love to travel. Okay. If I could do like a little travel vlog or blog.
Yeah.
I would totally do that, but I'm so not good with social media that it would never happen. But I love traveling.
Matt and Katie could do your blog for you. They're like the antithesis of, like, I'm totally inept at that.
Oh, yeah.
But they are amazing at that. So.
We went to Hawaii a couple years back. Last year, actually.
Wait, instead of Where's Waldo, we could do Where's Leslie.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
We should do that. You all can come with me.
I love that. That sounds amazing. I know where the first stop would be.
Yes. Well, so we went to Hawaii and I bought all these little things, the little knickknacks. Like, I'm going to record the whole trip and like a GoPro, right?
Yeah.
It's something like that. It was like a cheaper version.
Yeah.
And I bought all these things and, you know, I was trying to record everything. I have never, ever uploaded one video that I took, but that was my idea. Like, I'm going to start this little vlog. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
But I love to travel. We don't get to do it as much as I would like.
Okay. So what's on your bucket list to go to that you haven't been to yet?
Spain.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Spain.
Yeah. Yeah.
We went to Greece on a honeymoon, but on a cruise.
Okay.
And so, oh no, I'm sorry. It wasn't our honeymoon. It was our 10-year anniversary.
Okay, cool.
So now I want to go to Greece to actually stay there for a few days or a week or whatnot.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
That's, so not necessarily on a cruise, but just go to there, Greece and just stay there. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing. Very cool.
These are high expectations. I gotta work and get those trips planned.
Yeah, no kidding. So where are a couple of places that you've been that were amazing? Like what should be on other people? Like what should be on my bucket list?
I don't know.
Because I haven't done that much traveling outside of the United States.
Well, I haven't either. And I mean, I only went to New York for the first time, 2 years ago? And I loved it. It was another place where I need to go back because it was not enough time. We were there 5 days.
Okay.
And I need to
go back.
New York
is cool. Yeah. New York is cool. I wouldn't want to live there.
No.
Right?
But I want to go visit again.
Oh, it's an amazing place to visit. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's that. Hawaii, finally went to Hawaii. So I'm trying to expand our traveling. I know,
cool.
You know, being a kid, we didn't get to travel very much. And I want to
understand.
Give the kids a little bit more. And, but at the same time, I don't want them to get spoiled on us giving them so much of these things.
I got you. No. It's a balance.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what hotel did you stay in New York?
Hotel Edison. Yeah.
Matt, where is it that you... One time when Dave and I have been, because there's a conference, there's a real estate conference that takes place in New York that we've been to many, many times. So we stay in different hotels when we go for that conference. But there was one in particular that Lupus Thunder hooked us up with because it was where I think the Bloodhound Gang used to stay.
Was that the Paramount?
Yes, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Because the room was so small that you could not, and I'm not kidding you, you could not walk with your suitcase around the bed. I'm not kidding you.
I believe you.
No.
Yes.
There was not enough space between the wall and the bed to go with your suitcase.
Isn't that crazy how spoiled we are here? It's such big rooms. And then you go to New York and you're paying a lot of money and it's something so tiny.
It's like a cracker. I mean, literally, you had like Dave and I couldn't even pass each other, you know, you could not do that. And the bathroom was literally like I have to like scoot myself around the door. I mean, it was insane. I mean, it was a cool vibe. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the what do you call it? The lobby, or it was like dark and kind of almost like we were in a club.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was kind of like, okay, I think I'm at a club, but I'm checking into a hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very interesting and it was super fun. But we literally had no place to put our suitcases. We had to literally just jump on the bed to get on the other side. I mean, it was just crazy.
It's crazy.
But I think it was also very booked. And so I don't know. We may have gotten the last room that the hotel had.
Oh,
I'm not
my
sure.
Gosh.
But anyway,
but those
it was super
experiences
fun.
Are really cool, though.
We'll never forget it.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly,
never forget it.
Exactly.
It was super. And the other thing is about New York, I love Carmine's. And there is a bartender there, Junior. Shout out to Junior. He was our bartender when we've gone multiple times. I hope Junior's still there. But anyway, Carmine's is a family style Italian restaurant. And if you, next time you go to New York, you've got to go to Carmine's. It's fabulous.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. So I definitely got you. I'm going to beat my microphone up at the very end. So, which I don't normally do, but today, you know, whatever. So,
yeah.
Well, this has been amazing to have you on the main portion of the podcast. And now we are going to start the next portion of the podcast, which is going to involve another shot. So I hope you guys, yes, we must. We must, because I definitely need it. So I am going to, I'm going to assist and I'm going to move my microphone and I'm going to, if you can give me your glass, thank you. If you'll just, thank you. Oh, sorry.
That's a big one.
Thank you. Awesome. And this is going to be for the producers as well. Thank you. Producers, it's Friday. It's Friday somewhere. It's Friday. And it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's Friday and 5 o'clock. So cool, cool, cool.
Okay. So I do want to say something.
Okay.
This is not water. It really is tequila.
Yes. Oh, it 100%
is. Because when I first saw one of your episodes, I thought, that's probably water.
Oh, no.
No, it's really not.
Okay.
So, yes.
For the audience members in are watching, that are hearing this, this really is tequila.
This really is. It's
and so not water. When you see us doing these mm-hmm. shots, we are actually doing yep. tequila. Yep. So anyway,
yes,
we are going to do another shot before we do the next portion of the podcast. So cheers everybody down cheers. The hatch. Woohoo. Ooh. It's like butter. It's like butter. I love Ooh. It.
Okay.
So if you want to grab your paddle.
Okay.
And you'll see one side has feral. One side has fabulous. I'm going to hit you. And you know what's so crazy lately? Several of the episodes that we've shot, I had the feral or fabulous, you know, ideas already, you know, put on my little notebook. And the guest had actually talked about something on the list without me knowing.
Oh, how funny.
No, it's crazy. I'm almost like it's a universe thing. Yeah. It's really weird that, I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet, but it's been happening a lot. And you're going to see the first thing that I have to ask you, we've already talked about in the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Pizza. So, okay. But I had no idea that you were going to bring up Grimaldi's. Yeah, Grimaldi's. I didn't even know we were going to talk about your birthday. And here we are.
Yes.
Obviously, now I know you like pizza.
I love my pizza.
But when I was coming up with these items.
That's funny.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
So crazy. Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite?
From Grimaldi's, I like the Brooklyn Bridge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's on that?
It has ricotta cheese. And I think that's what I love the best Ooh, about it.
Okay.
Yes. Ricotta cheese.
Ricotta is kind of mm-hmm. reminds me of lasagna.
Yes. Yeah. That's why it's so sauced.
Yes. Exactly.
Ugh, so good.
It's like butter.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like butter. You're making me so hungry. Yeah.
I know. Really. I wish I had a pizza. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So that's my favorite.
Okay. So how do you feel about pineapple pizza? Because I feel like that's a very controversial.
Am I supposed to use the paddle for these?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I like pineapple. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I love pineapple pizza too. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Matt. I do. Yes.
Yes. Matt is over here like, I see him.
I see him. It's so good. Yes.
No, mm-hmm. I'm with you. I actually, there's not too much pizza I don't like.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
the same.
Yeah. So I can pretty much be down for just about, although I will admit I don't like anchovies. I'm not a fan of anchovies, but other than that,
yes.
I'm pretty much down for most pizzas.
I'm not either, and I don't like a whole lot of white pizza because I love sauce. I love lots of sauce.
I gotcha. You like the tomato sauce, right?
Yes,
you like the real rich. No, I get that.
Sauce, yeah.
I can actually go both ways on that. I can go with the red sauce or I can go with the white sauce because I love the garlic.
Yes.
I love cream.
Yeah, that's
all the, you know, it's yummy, but I'm with you. I love some good deep red sauce as well. Okay. Next one is hammocks.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Fabulous. Yes.
We were just, you know, I had a roommate that was from Columbia when I was at A&M.
Okay.
And when we left, she gave me a hammock
from
Columbia. And it was like the best thing ever. So sweet. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
awesome. Love hammocks.
I do too. And I kind of grew up with them as a kid.
Yes.
And so to me, it's always a throwback whenever I see somebody in one or whenever I get in one. Or it reminds me of a time when I used to watch Gilligan's Island. Why?
Oh,
I don't know. But it's just, they were always in hammocks. You know, I don't know.
It's vacation mode.
It is vacation mode. So I think psychologically, I just go there when I see a
relaxing.
Hammock. Yeah. Very, mm-hmm. very relaxing. So, okay. Live music.
Oh,
sure. I love it.
For
sure. I love it. Because every once in a while, somebody's like, oh, I've got a friend. He hates live music. He absolutely is like, oh, I don't want to go anywhere where the music is loud. Or,
no.
You know.
So, okay. No. I'm not a big country fan. But, but if I go.
Oh, does
if
that
I
mean
go,
you're going to break
no,
my heart?
No,
does
no,
that
no.
mean you don't like Morgan Wallen?
I mean, I probably. If,
can you tolerate it?
I don't even know who
you
that
don't even,
is.
Oh, my God. I love it.
But if I heard this song, I probably would know it.
Okay.
I don't know. But.
Do you know Kelsey Ballerini?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
But live music is different.
Okay. That's
I
true.
Am, if there's anything live, I'm in. Even
oh
if I don't
gosh.
Like the genre, I'm
yes.
in.
Well, then
love
you
it.
Would, we'll have to go see my brother. I think he's a professional musician and he plays, he's amazing. He's
oh,
a
I love
saxophone
it.
Player.
Oh, love saxophone.
And so
oh.
live, He is incredible.
Yes.
He is incredible.
Yes. And like, so, do you remember when they used to have the Jazz Fest at the, what is it, Mall America's now, but at Crossroads back in the day?
Yes. It used to be called Wonderland Mall.
Yes.
That was the OG mall.
Well, it used to be Crossroads. Crossroads Mall. Now it's Wonderland of the Americas, I think.
Well, no. Originally, because I'm a lot older than you, the actual mall in the beginning, because I grew up here, Wonderland Mall.
Wonderland.
So it went from Wonderland to Crossroads. And then they went back and then they added of Americas.
Yes.
But
they had a jazz fest every summer there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But that was a little later on. We used to have a place called Piccadilly. We had Record Town. We had, we had a bunch of places that, unless you're from San Antonio, you will have no idea what I'm talking about.
I
but anyway,
that. Yeah.
But yeah, no, we used to hang out at Wonderland Mall.
Yes.
And, you know, I used to frequent all the different little stores that Wins.
Do you remember Wins?
Yes. Okay.
Wins was after school. Yes. When report cards came out, I would go to Wins.
Yes. Same. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. No. And we used to have a place called Three Bears, and it used to be a burger place in the parking lot of Wonderland Mall. My grandfather used to take us in the back of his truck. This is back when you could actually drive with kids in the back of your truck.
I used to be in the back of the truck.
Yeah. Not buckled in, you know, we're all like hanging on for dear life and nobody even thought anything of it.
That's right.
It just was what it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's very interesting. Okay. So, okay.
Sorry, we totally got off the game.
No. That's what happens on this, you know, it's a little bit of tequila, a little bit of feral and fabulous. So, okay. Riding a bike.
It's like a halfway for me.
Okay. I love that. Okay. Both.
I can't decide.
I'm kind of actually with you on that. So you enjoy it, but not always.
Yeah. I mean, like if I'm on the beach and then there's like a beach bike, they're called, I'll do it.
Yeah. One of those pedal bikes or whatever you call it.
But
if
it's like, we're going to go biking
a traditional bike.
Yeah. No, like that, to do not so fun. Not so fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Especially the kind where you're hunched over. I'm with you.
Not so fun. It hurts your butt.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, I feel pretty much the same about that. So, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Baking. Feral, I love it.
I tried this. I was trying to be real good, and I was for Christmas, I was looking up recipes for the kids, right? So I came up with this one Grinch cookie that I saw on Instagram.
Okay. Was it because you liked the way it looked?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was super easy. Wow.
They always say it's super easy.
Wow. It was the worst thing that had ever come up. And
did it taste bad or did it look awful?
It looked awful. It tastes awful. My kids told me I'm never allowed to bake again.
Oh my, okay.
It was horrible.
You've been banished from baking.
I have been banished. I have a video or a picture of it, of like what it's supposed to look like in mine. And it's bad.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
That is hysterical. Yeah. I love it. That is that is too funny. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you've been
banished.
Let's
just go to the bakery instead.
Exactly.
<yeah.
laughs> Well, and there are some amazing bakeries here in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So one of the ones I love to go to is Matt. What is the one that's the French bakery that I get stuff from that's amazing? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I can't remember. It's off of De Zavala, and it's so good. It is so good. I can't believe it.
Oh, you're putting him on the spot now.
No, it is so good. And there's another amazing bakery off. It's called Broadway Bread Company. And that's also off of De Zavala. Those are both excellent bakeries. But this one that's a French bakery is especially special. And I can't believe I can't think of the name.
I remember the sandwich you brought me from there.
I know. It was like it's incredible,
the
right?
Sandwich. And
it's so
and like all the pastries. And so you're going to learn a lot about Kim soon enough. But she has this weird thing where
obsession.
She likes to bring like things. Like
I brought you a cupcake today.
We were talking about cupcakes.
I know, that's so true.
At our
that's
old
so
office.
True. And I appreciate that so much because that's usually my thing.
At our old office, when I was the receptionist back then, she used to bring on a Friday, she would bring an entire box of like Gigi's cupcakes,
like
24 cupcakes or whatever. And she would sit them on the end of the desk. Well, of course, it's Friday, you know, so all the agents were already checking out and gone.
They're gone. So you have
there was three or four
for
of us
weekend,
hanging
yeah.
out. You know, we'd all eat a cupcake. Oh, these
are
delicious.
I remember.
She'd be like, Matt, you have to take these home. And I'm like, Kim, I live alone with a dog. Like, what am I going to do with all these cupcakes? And eat I mean, them? Kim will bring way too much always. And, you know, just be like, oh, you know, you have to take it home. And you're like, oh, what am I going to do with
all this? Oh, my God, food? I love it.
But it does have its benefits because sometimes I eat very well.
Yes, yes.
Well, we're going to have to figure out what the bakery is on there because I just cannot remember.
I can't think of the name of it. Like, and I remember sitting in there and drooling.
I grew up on Nadler's. Do you remember Nadler's?
Yes. Oh, yes. Nadler's. Yes, I do. Yes,
that's where, that was our, like, that was the treat.
No, I totally get that.
Yeah.
And I just, this used to be Soluna Bakery before it was whatever it is now.
Hmm.
And it's right there at the shopping center at De Zavala and the entrance to Woods of Chavanoux.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I can't remember.
We have to do a field trip.
We do.
A team field
we
trip.
Do.
To
we
find
we
it.
Will actually do that. Yeah. And they have amazing, like, they have coffee, they have pastries, they have bread, they have French baguettes, they have, I mean, it's so good. That and that is good. The place that you're trying to remember.
Are you a coffee or
Lacoste?
A tea?
What?
Lacoste.
Lacoste. Lacoste. I couldn't.
Lacoste Bakery?
Yep. Oh, Lacoste Bakery. It's so good. It's so good. And then
4421 De Zavala.
Okay. 4421 De Zavala.
That's right on De Zavala.
No, it's so good. I mean, like I said, I love to get all their different yummy stuff. But I will tell you, the one addiction that I have is actually from Broadway Bread Company. And I think Matt knows what that is.
What is that?
It is the one item. And I love their items. Don't get me wrong. I love their blueberry muffins.
But
I mean,
you
have
a favorite. This is your favorite.
This is my favorite. And I love their cinnamon rolls. I love their bird. Is it their bird bread or something like that? It's like a seed bread. Anyway, I can't remember the name of it. It's really delicious. But there is this one thing. And I'm going to let Matt say what it is because I've been going there for like 15 plus years.
Oh, it's the brownies, hands down.
It is.
Brownies.
And chocolate
and again,
chip.
The same thing. She'll bring in like 12 brownies. Ooh. She eats this much of one and is like, oh, I love these things. And then, you take the rest. I'm like, Kim, I have diabetes. Like, from all this chocolate.
I will take it, but I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, I never say no. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I only get the brownies that have the chocolate chips in them. I don't get the ones that have nuts. And do I like nuts? Yes, I like nuts, but only if they're like salty nuts that I'm eating separately. I don't want nuts in my brownies.
Your nuts in your brownies?
Nope.
Really?
No, and not in my ice cream either. Will I eat nuts all day long? Like I'll eat walnuts, peanuts, pecans, pistachios, peanuts. I love nuts.
What's the deal with the nuts in the brownies or the nuts in the ice cream?
I
like the crunch of it.
No. See, I don't. I like the crunch. But it has
together.
To be with salt. I don't like anything that is crunchy. Like, it has to be all kind of like, if I'm going to have something sweet, I don't
it's
want
all
to have.
Sweet.
Yes. It has to be in that direction. Yeah. It can't be like a mixture of like, I'm going to put a salty nut in your dessert brownie. I can't do that. And peanut butter.
Yeah.
I can eat peanut butter, but I don't want peanut butter in my brownie. I don't want it I don't want Reese's Pieces. I don't want it with chocolate.
Oof.
I only want peanut butter on like a Triscuit.
Oh, no.
No. It's weird. No. I like
That's
peanut
weird.
Butter. I know
no,
it is.
I like
no,
the, I like
Everybody
the peanut butter
says
in
it's
everything.
Weird.
Yes.
No, see, I can only do peanut butter in salty things.
Okay. So I like brownies with nuts. And if I have brownies
what
with
chocolate.
What
kind of nuts, though?
Indian nuts. Walnut.
Really?
I love all nuts.
Walnuts are typical.
Yeah,
but,
I love
okay.
all the nuts.
So you're good with it.
I love that. Sounds kind of fun.
Well, you're in real estate, so
I love all the nuts.
I promise you, you love all the nuts because you're in real estate.
That's right. So I love all the nuts. So I love nuts in my brownie.
Okay.
And if I have a brownie that's all chocolate chip,
okay.
I have to eat like chips after that. The salty.
Okay. I get
right?
that.
Yep.
No.
Yep. I have
okay.
to have it.
So I have to have the salt before I eat the brownie.
No, mine is after.
No, see, and I have to have something of substance. Yeah. Like I cannot eat brownies on, like I can drink tequila. I can, you know, raw dog
empty
it.
Empty stomach.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah,
I can definitely have it just by itself
I
after
love
drinking
that you just
water.
Said raw dog in it. I love that.
Whatever. You know, I can do it after just drinking water, but I cannot have something sweet without having something savory ahead of time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I just can't.
Mine's
my
opposite.
Brain.
Mine is sweet and then the savory.
You can do the sweet, but you have to have the savory.
I have to balance
kind of
it
like,
out. Yeah.
You have to, I have to balance it with the salt first.
Yeah.
And then I'm good to shift, you know.
Yes. My problem is I have both of your problems. And that's where I wind up, like, in my kitchen, like, ooh, chips, brownie, chips, brownie.
You have to do one or the other, but you have to return to the other.
Yeah.
So you have to do the three way. So anyway, which is a podcast for another day.
I mean, we're talking about raw dogging in three ways. So I don't know. This is a whole different podcast.
Exactly.
That we're going for.
Exactly. Exactly. So much for the family friendly podcast.
Anyway. Just cut that part out.
Well, that's the beauty of editing.
I love it.
Okay. So I have one more thing.
Okay.
Luckenbach lights. What do you think of those?
So that's a beer, right?
What? Well, no,
okay.
Luckenbach. Luckenbach lights are like Edison lights are like,
I don't know what that is.
You guys help me. String lights.
Like the string lights that you always see like outdoors.
Oh my God. Like, I'm thinking about beer.
But interestingly enough, I believe Luckenbach
is a beer.
Luckenbach
light would be like the beer, only the light version of the beer.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Not actual lights.
No, I should have been more specific.
Okay.
I'm talking about the actual string lights that you see in like restaurants.
Patios.
Yes. On a patio.
Okay.
Whatever.
Oh, totally. I'm into the lights.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm all about.
But I'm into the beer too. So. Yeah. And then you put that one up too. So.
Me too. I love it. In fact, I have become obsessed with Blue Moon.
That is my favorite.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am
not. Oh my gosh.
So whenever I go like to Grimaldi's.
Girl, next time you're on the podcast,
we are
doing Blue Moon. Blue,
but it has to have the orange.
Oh,
it
me
has
too.
To.
No, because you need the fiber.
Yes.
You need the.
Oh,
you need
oh yeah, we need the fiber. Okay. But if it doesn't have the orange, it doesn't taste the same to me.
No.
Like if it's in a bottle, like no, put it in a glass with an orange. So
completely agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm with you 100%. Yes. You have to have all the different food groups when you're going to have, you know, beer. I'm just saying.
Or brownies with nuts, whatever.
Exactly. No. Well, that would be part of the food groups.
Exactly,
I mean,
yes.
I think brownies, I think they are part of it. But no, I love Luckenbach lights.
Oh, okay.
They're
so
cool. Yeah. I think they add such an element of kind of like.
I have them in my backyard.
Oh,
I
you
love
do?
It. Yes.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Okay, so then you did know what they were. You just,
I just
what do you call them? Do you call them? Do you call
them
string lights or
I call
what do you
them
call them?
Patio lights.
Okay, patio lights. Okay,
that's
you're right.
Patio
that's probably
string
a better,
lights, whatever. But yes,
it's probably a better generic version.
No, but yours sounds more fancy. I like that. Because you can put that in an MLS listing and it sounds fancy. It's like,
exactly.
What is that?
Exactly. Well, I always think of back in the Willie Nelson. I mean, they had the whole Luckenbach, Texas, and the
so Willie Nelson came to College Station, and
when
I think
you were
my
going?
Last year there, he came. He just performed. I went.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so
cool.
That
was fun. Yep.
That's amazing. He did a concert there. Like just
At some I don't even know where it was. Some bar. Wow. It was not in College Station. It was like
at a bar?
Outskirts. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was like a dance hall, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he was known to kind of just show up and like play.
So I went to that. It was fun. Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I've learned so much about you today. This is so cool.
I mean, I am kind of fun.
When
you take the mom part out of me, I'm kind of fun.
No. Well, that's actually being a mom is what makes you fun. No, because you
being
have
a
to
mom
learn
makes
how to,
me.
No.
Well,
you have to figure it out.
It's just a polished version, but when you take that polish, take the nail remover and take the polish off. And
I understand. I love it. No, totally love it. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on the Feral or Fabulous.
It wasn't as bad as I thought. It was fun.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And tequila makes it all better.
Makes it so
and
much
it's
better.
Especially Platinum Patron.
Exactly.
So anyway, awesome. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Feral or Fabulous, and keep on keeping on. Bye.